In late December 2018, Sudan implemented austerity reforms that slashed subsidies to deal with high inflation. Protests followed shortly after, calling for President Omar al-Bashir to step down. In April 2019, after months of uncertainty, al-Bashir was ousted from office by the military and is reportedly imprisoned. President al-Bashir was in power for 30 years, from 1989 to 2019. During his reign, he has been accused of violating human rights. The war in Darfur, a region situated in western Sudan, has claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands of civilians. Al-Bashir's regime allowed the Arab Janjaweed militia to commit a genocide against the minority Darfuris. In 2009, the International Criminal Court, the ICC, indicted the Sudanese president for supporting ethnic cleansing in Darfur. However, he evaded arrest warrants by limiting travel to countries that refused to comply with the ICC. The main reason for al-Bashir's ouster is economic. There are several factors that explain why Sudan's economy is in disarray. First, there was a civil war spanning two decades that finally came to an end in 2005 with an agreement. Under this peace deal, South Sudan gained autonomy, which eventually paved the way for forming its own state. This dealt a blow to Sudan's economy, which is primarily oil dependent. Once South Sudan attained independence, Sudan lost three quarters of its oil fields. However, under the agreement, South Sudan, a landlocked state, would be required to export their oil north using Sudanese pipelines. The revenue-sharing agreement allows Sudan to still retain a significant portion of its oil wealth. A major setback occurred in 2013, when a civil war broke out in South Sudan. This led to drastic disruptions of oil production since facilities were damaged. Second, like many states, Sudan has arrangements with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, which provides loans on the condition that the host state incorporates policy reforms to achieve long-term sustainability. The IMF utilizes austerity measures in attempts to reduce the budget deficit. These measures translate to spending cuts and tax increases. During periods of austerity, citizens already facing the consequences of a weak economy find themselves further strained by fuel and food subsidies being cut, since those are essential. Last December, the Sudanese government made steps to comply with the conditions attached to an IMF loan. These conditions led thousands of Sudanese to march in the streets. Finally, there were other economic factors that also played a role. The United States imposed sanctions on Sudan due to the government's role in Darfur. Although many sanctions were lifted in 2017, many Western banks refused to deal with Sudan. Also, the Sudanese government has mismanaged the economy for too long. An oil economy is not sustainable, especially when most of Sudan's oil revenue depends on the oil infrastructure and stability in South Sudan. Sudan's efforts of economic diversification are largely unsuccessful. All these factors led to a strained economy, with high unemployment and frustrations that amounted to thousands of Sudanese calling for change in the streets of the capital. For KCSB News, this is Nasif Mohsen Ali.